Today on More to Life, team up. Family life not what you wish it was? Tired of everyone in your family tripping over each other, emotionally and otherwise? We'll help you build a better team. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, team up. We're talking about family life and how family life is supposed to be versus how it often is. And whether we're talking about the family under your own roof or the extended family, we are here for you today. Is your family life just not what you wish it was? Are you tired of the people in your family tripping over each other, whether we mean emotionally, in the sense that they're, you know, offending each other, bickering with each other, getting on each other's nerves, or just not helping out with the practical stuff? Whatever the situation is, we want to help you build a better family team. Just give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
You know, it can just drive you crazy because we put so much time and effort and care into our families, and sometimes it just feels like an old jalopy. You know, no matter what you do, you fix one thing, the next thing gives you another problem, and that can be exhausting and confusing. It can steal our peace and make us feel like we don't even know what God wants us to do. And if any of this sounds a little familiar, if you're seeing shades of this in your life, or you've been dealing with it for a little while, let us help you find some answers to begin to turn things toward a positive direction for you and the people you love today. Give us a call on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Call up and share. What challenges are you facing in your family, especially, for example, as a parent, to get your spouse or kids involved in either helping out with around the house or not bickering with each other, or just in general trying to help the family be someplace that you enjoy being? What problems are making it hard for you to have the family life you're longing for? Again, whether under your roof or the extended family. Do you feel resentful because you can't get your spouse or kids to help with certain tasks or work on the relationship or create a meaningful family prayer life? Maybe you're tired of the bickering, the selfish attitudes, the poor behavior, the lack of connection, or all those other things that tend to undermine our ability to enjoy our families. Let's talk it out and help you build a better family team. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
And of course, there are those of us who are going through things that are very long-term. You know, the challenges in your family life can be things that you feel like you can never get around because it's just been such a long-term thing. But there are ways to change that system. For many others of us, it's just something that can just arise from time to time. So you think everything's going great, and then the family's under a particular amount of stress. Kids have gotten sick. There's too much homework. There's too much activity. Something strained in some other part of just life. And everybody sort of starts to devolve. And you're thinking, why? Why is everybody emotional and angry and irritable? Why is this kid behaving this way? What in the world am I supposed to do about it? And how do I take care of everything else while I'm doing it? These questions can come up, and they can certainly also be long-term. No matter where you are on that experience, we're here for you today on More to Life. 877 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. And that, of course, includes if you've done this all and you are grandparenting and you're thinking, why my adult kid being so obnoxious? Or do they? What were they even in my house? Do they know how I raised them? They turned out okay, but why are they letting these kids go crazy? And why are they driving me crazy? Well, no matter where you are in that family journey, give us a call today. We'll help you out. 877-573-7825.
Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And, you know, if you're wondering, well, how can some theology help me have a happier family life, a more connected family life? Well, I'm glad you asked. So, St. John Paul, when he was Pope, asked kind of a huge question. He basically said, you know, if we looked at everything that God's given us, creation, scripture, salvation, history, what universal principles could we discern about God's plan for human flourishing and healthy, holy relationships? His answer to that question became what we call the theology of the body.
And the theology of the body reminds us that we discover who we really are by learning to take care of others. The best place to learn that is in family life. Our homes are meant to be living reflections of the love shared between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
You know, the Trinity is the model for how Catholic families are called to live. You know, so St. Bonaventure described the Trinity as a three-bucket water wheel. You know, each bucket's constantly pouring itself out for the others, but never runs dry because it's always being filled up in return by the other two buckets. Well, that's what family life is supposed to look like, too. Each member of the family giving as much as they can, 100% of what they can, to work for each other's good, so that every member of the family can learn to serve generously without getting burned out or resentful.
It's a beautiful image, isn't it? But it doesn't just happen automatically. I think we all know that. Parents aren't only called to serve their spouse and children. They're also called to teach their kids to give back whatever they're capable of. And that's how we build what St. John Paul called a community of love.
You know, our natural instinct, especially because of our fallen human condition, is to kind of look out for ourselves first. You know, so making your family a community of love means helping each member of the family rise above that. It's about approaching every aspect of family life, whether we're talking about household tasks or relationship building, with an attitude that says, we're in this together. And reminding one another that every act of generosity strengthens the family.
The first thing that means is creating lots of opportunities to work together, play together, talk together, and pray together. So relationships stay at the center of everything we do, and we have time to practice showing up for each other.
And another way to cultivate this is to have your family discuss every day. You know, what do we need from each other today? What's one small thing each of us can do to make the other's day a little easier and more pleasant?
Well, when we practice that kind of intentional love, our homes become happier, as well as healthier and holier. Our family life becomes a visible witness to the love that God wants to share with the whole world.
You know, it's interesting. In preparing for the program, I came across a new study from Cornell that found that strong, loving family relationships, especially families whose religious faith is an important part of their daily lives, actually produce chemical changes in the body that slow cellular aging and reduce stress markers. The study said that the warmth and support we receive in our family lives predicts future outcomes regarding both physical health and emotional well-being. And the reason I mention this is because there's a saying among people who teach the theology of the body that biology is theology, that by studying God's design of the body, we can learn his plan for life and relationships. And here we see exactly that, that the body responds well to warm, loving, faithful family relationships. And to the degree that when the body is in that place, we experience slower cellular aging and reduced stress markers.
You know, I think it's interesting because how many of us think, you know, to reduce aging, we got to get in the gym and, you know, do that grind. we got to give up every like food that we would ever enjoy to help our bodies. But we never think, let's take some time to cuddle with our kids. Let's take some time to go outside and play together. Let's take some time to pray together. Let's take some time to get that project done around the house together in a fun way. We never think that those things would help us not age as quickly, be healthier. But they really do. And then on top of it, it gives us that emotional and spiritual boost as well. So maybe rather than isolating ourselves in a gym and working out till we sweat, we could get home, just spend some time together. That could do even more good for us, according to this study.
Well, there you go. So what challenges are you facing as a parent or in your family? You know, what problems are making it hard for you to have the family life you're longing for? Do you feel resentful because you can't get your spouse or your kids to help with tasks or work on the relationship or create a meaningful family prayer life? Are you tired of the bickering, the selfish attitudes, the poor behavior, the lack of connection, or other things that are undermining your ability to enjoy your family? Or are we talking about the extended family and your difficulty in getting them to show up for either caring for an elderly parent or planning some event or being there for you? Let's talk about how to build a stronger family team today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, then we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we bring to you all of our families, both the families that live under our roof and our extended families, and we ask you for the grace, the wisdom, the courage, the persistence to really build the kind of family life that St. John Paul talked about in his Theology of the Body, the kind of family life that you want all of your children to grow up in, a family life where each member of the family is working for the good of the others, giving whatever they can to help each other grow and become everything you created us to be. Help us to create those kinds of families that really bear witness to that generous love that exists between the Trinity. Help us to be able to overcome the challenges that we all face when we confront our own selfishness or the selfishness we see in our spouse or our kids or other family members. Help us to respond to that selfishness with charity and with the desire to help each other overcome those tendencies so that we can all serve each other generously and love each other with the love that flows from your own heart. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And in the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
And as we conclude this prayer, we want to remind all of you that Pope Leo has called for Catholics worldwide to pray the Rosary daily, especially in this month of the Rosary of October, for world peace. You can download the Ave Maria Radio app and tap prayer to let Father John Ricardo lead you through praying the Rosary daily. But do pray on your own and with your family. Let's pray for peace in the world and respond to Pope Leo's call.
Amen.
With that, we're taking your calls at 877-573-7825. Today's show is titled Team Up. As we talk about working to create a more loving, connected, enjoyable family life, whether that's with the people that live under your roof or extended family, we want to help you build a stronger sense of, well, a family team. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Christine, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Michigan.
Hi, Christine. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Good morning. I'm just struggling with rumination and feelings of irritation and anger. I have an in-law who, unfortunately, a lot of bad decisions, is in a situation where they are divorced, and the decision they made of where they work, they're unable to get their children to and from school on a regular basis. And what originally was supposed to only last for 6 months has now been going on for 3 years. And so, you know, I've prayed about it, about, you know, what is God asking me to do in the situation, and I feel like he's told me clearly, like, if you're available, then you say yes to help. And then if you're not available, then you say no, I just can't help. But I just can't get over, like, you know, the feelings of anger and resentment. I mean, I've gotten advice like, you know, you're not doing it for them, like you're just doing it for God. And I feel like God is trying to do this to help me.
So
with,
what
like,
is the anger and resentment specifically? Because anger and resentment usually points to some kind of unmet need. It's there's usually the sort of a sense that, you know, if I'm doing this, there's something that I'm losing out on or not getting back. Or could you speak to that a little bit? You know, what do you think that anger and resentment is really about?
Yeah, I think it's about, like, I feel like if they had and, like, now made different decisions, they wouldn't need my assistance. And so, like, that's part of the anger, like, well, this job that you're working at, it doesn't have to be the job you're working at. They could get a different position and then be able to manage their kids to and from school. And then I think it's, like, my time. So it's, like, taking time away from me, and then it's, like, and part of it also, I think it's like a people pleasing. So it's like, you know, when a lot of the requests are last minute, or it's like a flip around, like, hey, can you do this tomorrow? Can you do this afternoon? And then that just kind of stresses me out, because it's like I like to plan and like have an idea of what my day is going to be like. And then all of a sudden I'm like, well, can I fit this in? And, you know, most of the times I can, sometimes I can't. And then I say no.
So, but I just, Christine, I understand that there's, you know, you're upset that this whole thing happened, right? I get that that's fueling some of this. But have you ever said, and you may have tried this a million times, so let me know if you have. Have you ever sat down with her and said, okay, I want to help out where I can. The first whatever, you know, day of every month, you pick the day, but once a month, we're going to sit down and even over Zoom and come up with the days you think you're going to need me, the times you think you're going to need me, and I'll let you know what I can do, and then we have it planned for the month, because that's what I can do and stay sane and have a schedule that works for you and be there for you. Have you ever been more business-like with her about it?
I have. Part of the challenge is the ex-spouse is very erratic. So, like, you know, they're supposed to be taking care of the kids on these days, and they'll say, I can't do it. Will you do it? And she'll automatically say, sure.
And is this ex-spouse then, your sibling?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
sister-in-law.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, no relation, no biological.
So you have no power.
People in the situation. No.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And, you know, obviously they, you know, she always says yes. And then it's like, you know, last minute, the night before, you know, hey, can you do this?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So here's the thing. I think you want to give yourself permission to set more boundaries here. And that's really where the resentment is coming from. I mean, you know, when you start out by saying, you know, I she made better decisions, then I wouldn't be in this position. But really what it's coming down to is, you know, she's making demands of your time, and you want to be there, but ultimately it ends up causing you stress and not being able to attend to things that are important to you. And so what Lisa was trying to get at with her suggestion, and it's a good one, is that however you do it, you need to give yourself permission to set more boundaries around this. And in part, that's going to help your sister-in-law see that maybe she does need to make some different choices, because everybody can't always be there the way she'd like them to be. And so, you know, what you want to really look at in terms of being generous to others, and we should always, you know, be prepared to challenge ourselves to be generous to others, right? But we want to make sure that we're doing that with a mind toward what kind of time and energy do we need to be able to give the people and responsibilities God has placed in our care, you know, that the best of ourselves, right? So if I'm serving others so much that it makes me grumpy and miserable to be around my spouse and my kids, or unavailable to my spouse and my kids, or having to rearrange everything at the last minute and cause a lot of stress and difficulty, then it's okay to say, look, I could help you this way or on these days, but I can't help you right now because of whatever. And so it's okay to give yourself that permission to set more boundaries around, hey, look, I at least need a day's notice, or I at least need, you know, a week's notice, or I can do it on these days, but not on those days. And you're being clear about what boundaries you need to set so that she has a clear idea of what she can and count on you for and what she can't, which then clarifies for her what choices she needs to make in her own life about where she's working and how she's organizing her life. So I think that your resentment would really go down if you gave yourself that permission to do that. And if you're looking for more support in making that happen, I'm going to really encourage you to check out our book, God Help Me, These People Are Driving Me Nuts, Making Peace with Difficult People. It's all about setting boundaries that don't shut people out, but give people a healthy way in, if you will. So check that out as a follow-up to this, but that's where you want to go with this, Christine. It's all about giving yourself permission to be clearer about when you can and can't be there, instead of just feeling like, well, I have to be at her beck and call because that's what a Christian does. No, the Christian does serve others generously and help others as much as we can, but we're also responsible for tending our own gardens and making sure that those are in good order. Thank you so much for the call, Christine. If there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach back out. With that, we got to go to break. After that, more with your calls about building a family team today on More to Life. 877-573-7825.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
The following program is brought to you in part by MyCatholicWill.com. Surveys show that more than half of Americans do not have a will. At MyCatholicWill.com, it takes as little as 15 minutes to write your will and secure a legacy of faith. MyCatholicWill.com is the exclusive online destination for creating a Catholic will. The process of writing a will is simple and now more accessible than ever. MyCatholicWill.com, a legacy of faith for those you love.
He was a mystic and reformer who died at the age of 33.
Matthew Bunsen and the Doctors of the Church.
St. Catherine of Siena accomplished something no one thought possible. She convinced Pope Gregory XI to return to Rome after the popes had lived in France for almost the whole of the 14th century. They've been there ever since.
For more about the Doctors of the Church, visit doctorsofthechurch.com.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Team Up, as we talk about building the family life that we're all longing for. You know, that close, connected, loving, generous family life where, yeah, we're working hard to take care of all the people that we love, but they're working hard to take care of us too. That's what St. John Paul called a community of love. And it doesn't come naturally to anyone. You know, we all kind of struggle with our own selfish impulses, our tendency to take care of ourselves first, look out for our own interests first. But family life is meant to challenge that and to really encourage each member of the household to work for the good of everybody else in the household. It doesn't always happen, though. And if something's getting in your way, we want to help you overcome those hurdles, whether we're talking about the family that lives under your roof or your extended family. Give us a call at 877-573-7825 and tell us what challenges are you facing, either as a parent or in your family life in general. Do you feel resentful because you can't get your spouse or kids to help with certain tasks or work on the relationship or create a meaningful family prayer life? Maybe you're tired of the bickering, the selfish attitudes, the poor behavior, or lack of connection, or other things that are undermining your ability to enjoy your family. Or you can't get your extended family to show up the way you need them to care for an elderly parent or plan some event or attend to concerns you've got. Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825. I wanted to share a resource with you, though. If you're looking to build a stronger family life, I really invite you to become part of the Catholic Home Community. That's Catholic H-O-M. It stands for Households on Mission, and it's an app where we can provide daily coaching. That's right. Lisa and I and our whole team of pastoral counselors can help coach you in building that loving, more caring, and connected Catholic family life. In addition to the personalized coaching, you can also get tons of creative resources like monthly downloadable activities that make living the faith at home simple and fun. Our exclusive Momfidence, Beatitudes, and Catholic Home podcasts for inspiration and encouragement. You can get parenting tip videos, monthly live stream events, and a professionally animated cartoon series that teaches your whole family what it means to be a loving domestic church. We'd love to support you in your family journey. You can get started with 2 months free when you choose the annual plan for just $149, or go month to month for $14.95. One subscription covers both parents and gives your whole family access to all the activities. With Catholic Home, you don't have to feel overwhelmed as a Catholic parent anymore. We're here to help you build that Catholic family life you're longing for. Subscribe today wherever you get your apps and become part of the Catholic Home community. Again, that's Catholic H-O-M. It stands for Households on Mission. Check it out. We hope to continue that conversation over on the Catholic Home app.
Yeah, it's a great thing to be able to do, because we all have those moments, right, where we think, oh, everything's going fine. I've got this day by the horns. This is wonderful. And then the toddler refuses to eat. You haven't slept all night because the kids are going through some kind of growth spurt and they just aren't sleeping. You're at your wit's end with dealing with the kids when they come home from school in that crummy mood, and then you have to handle whatever they're dealing with homework, or that teenager who's hormonal and obnoxious. We go through all of it. And sometimes we just think, I just wish somebody could be there to tell me what to do. Well, with the Catholic Home app, there can be. We're there for you every day.
Get it wherever you get your apps. And it's Catholic H-O-M, Catholic Households on Mission. Hope to see you there. Of course, we're taking your calls right now at 877-573-7825 on our show titled Team Up, as we talk about making family life more of what we'd like it to be, getting the help that we need, getting the buy-in from all the members of your family to really build those relationships and create that loving household. We'll be talking with your questions when we come back.
Church teaches that Jesus Christ is literally and wholly present, body and blood, soul and divinity, under the appearances of bread and wine. In the Bread of Life discourse, documented in John chapter 6, Jesus states that he is the bread of life, and that his flesh is true food and his blood true drink. The Jews were scandalized in verse 52. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus does not back down, but reiterates this teaching four more times over the next four verses. Many left in verse 66 because this teaching was truly difficult. But at no point does Jesus water down his teaching and call them back. No, he allows them to leave, and even questions his 12 apostles if they too wish to leave. Jesus intended to be understood literally, and the Jews, apostles, and the Catholic Church absolutely take him at his word. Examining the truth of the Catholic faith, this is faithforensics.org.
What is the great mystery of the Christian faith? It is, of course, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Even though the resurrection is an historical fact professed by the apostles and signified by the empty tomb, no one knows the exact hour Jesus emerged from the tomb. There were no eyewitnesses to describe the actual moment, only the result, the live appearances of Jesus to his disciples. It is an event that transcends and surpasses history, the Catholic Catechism tells us. The three persons of the Trinity, using their individual characteristics, acted as one in bringing about the resurrection. God the Father raised up the Son. God the Holy Spirit gave life to Jesus' dead humanity and called it to the glorious state of lordship. The Son effects his own resurrection by virtue of his divine power. He predicted the Passion and declared that he had the power to lay down his life and take it up again. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Hi, I'm Lisa Popcheck. Do you feel held back by your inner critic? That little voice whispering, I can't, or I'm not good enough. The spiritual master and doctor of the church, St. Ignatius of Loyola, realized that these disheartening thoughts, which he called desolations, are not from God, especially when they tempt us from becoming who God wants us to be. Consolations, on the other hand, come from the Holy Spirit. These positive thoughts encourage us to trust in God's plan for us. If we want to follow God's plan, we need to quell that inner critic and listen instead to the consoling voice of the Holy Spirit. Here's a practice that can help. First, every day, write down your successes. Did you make someone smile? Did you exercise despite feeling low? Write it down. Next, write down the strengths or virtues behind those successes. The kindness that brought out that smile, for instance, or the persistence that helped you exercise. Finally, turn your virtues into daily I am statements. I am kind, or I am persistent. Doing so will remind you that your identity flows from the gifts of God's grace, not that inner critic. For one-on-one support on your spiritual journey, visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today our show is titled Team Up, as we talk about family life and how to create a stronger, more loving, caring, connected family, whether that's the family that lives under your roof or your extended family. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Will, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Illinois.
Hi, Will. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Well, thank you for taking my call. Long-time listener. I've never called your show before, though. Got a family,
welcome.
You know, raised our kids in the church. Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
We sure can.
Okay. Raised our kids in the church and, you know, ranging in age from 17 junior in high school all the way to 30-year-old, you know, working on her degree, you know, so we got five kids. And we're just experiencing right now some challenges with our 19-year-old who was going to college. She withdrew from college. She wanted to take a break, gap year, whatever you call it. She got a job working, you know, at a nursing home as a CNA. And it's like she's 1 foot in and out the door constantly. It's and trying to get her to clean up after herself, pick up her laundry she drops on the floor, clean up after herself in the kitchen when she prepares food. You know, I understand she's busy. We're all busy. You know, I work 12-hour shifts, but, you know, we got to clean up after ourselves. So now she wants to move out, move into an apartment, and it's like, you know, you're going to create a financial struggle for yourself that's going to create problems when she wants to go back to school in January. But, you know, trying to be loving and supportive but not enabling.
Yeah, no, I get it. I'm wondering, I don't know the, you know, the circumstances around her dropping out of school and all that, but this smells a little like depression to me. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, and she did say that she, you know, she does have a doctor, and she said she was going to be meeting with her doctor, and, you know, I try to be supportive.
When you say doctor, do you mean like medical doctor or a therapist?
Psychiatrist.
Okay.
Yeah, she's been treated for depression over the years,
Okay. So there's a history of depression here. She left school, I'm assuming with your permission. She's saying she'll go back in January, but you're just seeing a lot of that stuff that comes with depression, which is just not being able to keep up with tasks because the depression's kind of heavy.
Now, one question, though. You said she's seeing a psychiatrist. A psychiatrist uses medication to treat depression, but they don't do therapy. They're not trained to actually do counseling. Does she have a counselor?
She has. I don't know if she's currently still involved with that counselor. That's a good question.
Yeah, I'd follow up there, and I'd also encourage actually you and your wife to join her. I mean, because even though she's 19, she's living at home, and part of the counseling needs to focus on how you guys can support her, what sort of boundaries you need to set, what sort of boundaries would be too much. You know, and I think, you know, having her reconnect with a counselor and you guys participating in that, at least, you know, every other session, every couple of sessions, as part of her kind of recovery plan and her, part of helping her launch. Because it sounds to me like, you know, she's having a recurrence of that depression, even if she's not, you know, sitting in a corner rocking back and forth. The fact that she's not doing those activities of daily living, as they're called. She's not working hard to launch, that she's feeling intimidated by, you know, the stage of life that she's in and not making great choices. That all says to me that this isn't, you know, just her being bad or you know, taking advantage of you.
Yeah.
It's more that she's got a lot of emotional stuff that she needs to, she's not sure how to sort out. And, you know, she needs to help. She needs your guys' help to figure some of that out, too.
And that would help you really be able to sort out how to love her well and support her in learning the skills that she needs to manage the depression. Because the medication can only go so far. when you get a good counselor who can help your child or, you know, any of us set up daily activities that help us to fight back from that depression by doing, you know, standard things, by feeding our own well-being in different ways, that helps regulate the depression and gives your child skills that will last a lifetime. So it's not just, oh, I thought I was fine and now I have to get my medication adjusted. For some of us, that will be necessary for a lifetime. But for others, the medication can give us the boost to really learn the new skills, the new way of living, and we need our loved ones around us supporting us and knowing how to make that happen in a way that's supportive instead of destructive in some way. And I think you and your wife will feel a lot better, A, knowing what's going on with her, but B, really having those skills so you know what choices to make. I would say, in the circumstances, if you can lovingly talk her out of, and not just saying you're putting yourself in a bad financial situation, because I think she's just desperate for any kind of feeling better, but if you can really say to her, honey, living all by yourself, it's going to make this worse. Because when you're living all by yourself, you don't have anybody to say, have you brushed your teeth today? Did you take a shower? Because with some levels of depression, daily stuff like eating, cleaning up after yourself just becomes so far in the periphery, you really don't have the energy for it. So I'm a little concerned about her living all by herself, that would just let her kind of sink into it more deeply.
Well, and I honestly don't think that the based on what you're sharing, that the, you know, desire to live by herself is really a positive step in her. I think she recognizes that it's not, but she, you know, she also recognizes that you guys are irritated with her for not pitching out around the house, and she wants to get you off her back, and so she's going to move out.
Yeah, she just thinks it's easier to live all by yourself,
and then that's just going to cause her to spiral. So you know, just building on what Lisa was saying about the medication, people don't appreciate this, but the medication and therapy actually work on different parts of the brain. So medication works on the parts of the brain that are affected by depression, that cause the physical symptoms of depression, the brain fog, the achiness, the physical sense of exhaustion that comes with it. So medication addresses the bodily experiences of depression, but it doesn't do anything for the cortex, the thinking brain, where, you know, we have those negative thoughts or those bad habits or those, you know, that don't have the skills to be able to engage in healthier self-care. Being on medication won't do anything for that. So that's where the counseling piece comes in. And then all the research really shows that for depression especially, medication and counseling together are the gold standard for treatment. And where it's possible, getting the family involved in all of that is even better, because then you're working with the whole social system to be able to, you know, not just address the symptoms, but create a network of support for that person to really thrive.
And if you and your wife are doing this with her at least, you know, every other session or so, that also helps you restructure the life of the other four kids in a way where you're all supporting each other. Because when we have somebody who's got any kind of struggle, physical, emotional, spiritual, whatever that is in our lives, and we're all a family unit, even if some of those family members don't live in the same house but are affected by being part of the family, it really helps to be able to have the skills and the strength to know, okay, this is how we handle this. Okay, we're really deep in it with this person right now, but how do we still attend to each other? How do we manage our marriage while we're going through all of this? These are all benefits for being part of the process with her.
So, Will, thank you so much for the question. Thanks for being receptive to what we were sharing. And if there's more that we can do to support you through this, don't hesitate to reach out to us here or CatholicCounselors.com. But I do believe that that's the next step. Let us know how it's going. We'd love to hear from you again. 877-573-7825. Today's show is titled Team Up, as we talk about family life and the call for Catholic families to be a team, to be what St. John Paul called a community of love. What that means is that everybody in the family is called to show up for each other. But sometimes it's hard to do. And whether we're talking about, you know, the family under your roof that's having a hard time coming together around the different tasks that you have to do to maintain your home, or the tasks that are necessary for maintaining the relationships, you know, really taking care of each other emotionally, spiritually, we want to be here for you and help make that happen. Of course, if you're talking about the extended family, I mean, that's an issue too. You know, are you having a hard time getting the extended family to show up to take care of an elderly parent or plan an event or deal with a crisis or be there for your needs?
Is there just somebody in that extended family that's driving you crazy? And every time you think about having to get together as a family, you think, oh no, it's going to happen again. Whatever that is in your family life, either under your roof or extended, it's kind of stealing your joy, giving you that sense of, I wish I could fix this, but I don't know how. Well, we're here for you today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Well, speaking of family, we have a family event to celebrate in the EWTN Radio family.
We do. We're sending out congratulations to another EWTN Radio partner, Divine Mercy Radio, with two stations in Raleigh and Durham, North Carolina, is celebrating 10 years with us.
Congratulations, Melissa Savage, and her awesome team at Divine Mercy Radio, from all of us here at EWTN. And folks, wherever you are tuning in to EWTN Catholic Radio, please make sure you are supporting your local EWTN Catholic Radio station with your prayers and with your dollars as well, so that we can keep EWTN Radio on the air for decades to come, mainly so we can support you and all your loved ones in living a more faithful, joyful, and abundant life. Once again, congratulations to Melissa Savage and all the great people working at Divine Mercy Radio, and all the people who make EWTN Catholic Radio possible thanks to your support, listeners. And as we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4.
Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also the interests of others.
Now, we pick this verse because it really does exemplify everything we're talking about in terms of the way that families are called to interact with each other. But the way we usually interpret this is that St. Paul is telling me that it's my job to make all the relationships work on my own, and it's my job to do everything for everybody else all the time, whether they pitch in or not.
And we saw this with a conversation we had with Christine earlier in the show, where, you know, this relative is asking for help with the kids all the time, all the time, all the time. And she's, you know, Christine's trying to do what this says. You know, she's trying to be humble. She's trying to make those people more significant than herself. She's trying to look toward their interest, but it gets disordered with what people are asking us to do and us not really being able to care for ourselves.
What St. Paul is really talking about, he's giving this admonition to the entire community, not to an individual Christian, right? So he's exemplifying what we talked about in our introduction, where we discussed how Catholic relationships, especially Catholic family relationships, are supposed to look like the Trinity. What's the Trinity look like? Well, St. Bonaventure said it's like a three-bucket water wheel, right? Every bucket is constantly pouring itself out, but never running dry, because it's always getting refilled by the other two buckets. And that's what family life is supposed to be like. When every person in the family, to use St. Paul's words here, refuses to do anything from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others as more significant than ourselves, when every member of the family does that, everybody's given 100% without anybody running dry. But when only one person in the family does that, well, now that's not a healthy Christian household. That is a codependent situation that's leading to both the destruction of the person who's serving and, honestly, the destruction of everybody who's not serving, because they're not responding to the call to be who God is calling them to be. So let's figure out how to make this work for your family at 877-573-7825. What challenges are you facing in your family life? What problems are making it hard for you to have the family that you're longing for, whether we're talking about the family under your roof or your extended family? Do you feel resentful because you can't get your spouse or kids to help with the tasks or work on the relationship or create a more meaningful family prayer life? Maybe you're tired of the bickering, the selfish attitudes, the poor behavior, the lack of connection, or other things that are undermining your ability to enjoy your family. Or you just can't get the extended family to come around to help with that elderly parent or plan that event, deal with that crisis, or just be there for you for a change. 877-573-7825 is the number to call. We're talking about family life, and let us help you create a more loving, caring, connected family life today. Back with your questions right after this.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Hello, Steve Ray here from Footprints of God Pilgrimages. The land of our Lord and our Lady is calling us. We're heading back to the Holy Land over Christmas break this year. We have the best, most reliable guides and services awaiting us. The holy sites are open, and the local Christians are anxious to see us. Galilee, Jerusalem, Nazareth, Bethlehem. No crowds, no lines. Hope you can join us.
Find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at avemariaradio.net.
Strained or broken relationships are a given in most of our lives. Friends fall away, siblings drift apart, children sever ties with their parents, and despite our best efforts, these painful fissures are difficult to mend. Hi, I'm Dr. Ray. If you want to learn how to communicate better with the difficult people in your life and be a more easygoing, more forgiving person, check out my book, How to Get Along with Almost Everybody. Check it out. And all my other books on the store page at avemariaradio.net. That's avemariaradio.net.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit avemariafunds.com.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today on More to Life, the show is titled Team Up, as we talk about family life becoming a team. Just as another way of talking about what St. John Paul taught that Catholic family life is supposed to be, a community of love, where everybody in the family is showing up for each other and taking care of each other, looking out for each other. That's the ideal, but unfortunately, you know, we all struggle with that, right? We all tend to be a little selfish, kind of look into our own interests more than the interests of the family. And when that happens, people start feeling taken advantage of, resentful, a little hurt. We want to help you create that more loving, caring, connected Catholic family life that we all long for. 877-573-7825.
Well, Greg, we got an email here from Kathleen through questions at moretoliferadio.com, and she says, hi, how do you recommend getting effective family teamwork when the disposition of my husband and 12-year-old daughter seem to always be very grumpy about any duty they need to do, which includes my husband's work and fatherly responsibility, and my daughter getting up in the morning to go to school and doing her homework, etc. They are both so grumpy about their respective duties that it is an immense shadow and source of stress on my family. I also have two young sons, and this is such an awful example to them. And that is Kathleen.
All right, Kathleen, thank you for the question. So a couple of things. One, you know, in counseling, there's a saying that there's no such thing as resistance, that all resistance is a message. You know, that grumpiness that you are talking about is a kind of resistance. It's a saying, I don't want to do this thing. There's something that's making it hard for me to do the thing. And rather than just addressing the attitude directly and saying, you know, you need to get over that, or how, why can't you just do this cheerfully, I think it's important to sit down with your husband and your daughter and try to understand what the message is that the grumpiness is saying. You know, does the grumpiness in the morning getting ready for school have, I mean, look, all of us are grumpy, but we get up in the morning, it's hard to wake up and all that. But
yeah, I mean, I want to be clear, first of all, life is hard, and doing stuff that lifts us out of just sitting like a blob all day is hard. And we often meet that with the idea of grumpiness because we think that somehow we can win, somehow we can fight back. We don't realize it's destructive to ourselves, to our emotional well-being, and to the ability to get anything done. It just sort of comes naturally. And a lot of people were raised in families where that's just how people were. And so it's natural, but that doesn't mean it's okay.
So, you know, a question, for example, that you could have for your daughter, instead of just saying, you know, how, why are you so grumpy all the time, and stop, knock it off, is, you know, how I would like us to be able to have a more cheerful morning together. You know, how could we set up the morning to make it more pleasant for everybody? You know, would you like maybe more time to just maybe cuddle before you get out of bed? Or would you like to have some time to pray, or have breakfast together? Or, I don't know, whatever it is, to brainstorm together and get her buy-in on what the morning could look like that would be a morning worth waking up for.
Yeah, and it's okay to suggest one or two things, like Greg said, but it's also better just let it lie for a little while. You know, say, I've really been thinking about this. How can we make that morning time easier, more pleasant, make you not, like, hate getting up so much? And let her, and do this again with your husband, let each of them brainstorm it a bit on their own. And if they're just really grumpy, and they're, I don't know, and please don't do this first thing in the morning. Do this after everybody's kind of survived the day. But then you can say, well, what if we did this thing? What if we had some cuddle time first? Or what if we, you know, made breakfast the night before and all we had to do was stick it in the oven so we all had a nice breakfast together? Or whatever those things are. But let them begin to problem solve it. Because one of the things that works with our brains to get over that grumpiness, to get over the resistance of having to be called to do all this stuff all day, and none of us really want to, we just want to sit on the couch and do nothing, it helps our brains to start problem solving. It moves them from that ruminating mode that both of these family members are in to a problem solving mindset. And even doing that can begin to lift some of the grumpiness. Then actually taking little baby steps to make it better, that lifts it even more. And step by step, you begin to change that dynamic for them and for yourself and your other sons.
So the broad takeaway from this is, you know, when people are pushing back, when you're getting that kind of grumpy, sullen attitude about it, instead of just seeing it as a behavior problem, see it as a potential either emotional or relationship issue that needs to be worked through. That they're saying that something's not working about this for me. And if you can sit down and say, well, you know, what would it take for us to have a better experience with this thing? You know, for all of us to get along better, or for all of us to feel like we're enjoying this a little bit more. What would that look like? And you get that buy-in where you're all working together to create a better time at doing whatever the thing is. Now, sometimes, you know, if somebody's grumpy, you know, that's a way of trying to get out of doing the thing. And you never let somebody out of the thing for being grumpy, that because then they just realize that, oh, by getting grumpy, I get out of things. You require them to still have to do the thing. You know, she still has to go to school, for example. Your husband still has to go to work, whatever it is. Right? But you can approach that in a way that says, assuming you have to do the thing, how could we approach the thing in a way that was more pleasant? In a way that allows us to take care of each other, to really encourage each other and build each other up and you know, have a better time of it. And by having that conversation, you're able to really make a plan and really work together on it, instead of just saying, you know, this kid is a, you know, is a problem, or my husband's an issue, or whatever.
Now, the one thing I'm going to strongly caution you against doing is don't start quoting scriptures about, you know, serving cheerfully or doing. Not going to work. You've got people whose brains are stuck in this mode, and they need the baby steps to help move them in a positive direction. No amount of lecturing, whether it's about spiritual stuff, and if they were just godlier, they'd be, you know, less grumpy and better people, or yelling at them about getting stuff done or getting stuff done on time, that's only going to make them dig their heels in deeper. So avoid that kind of intent with them. It will not work. We can save you a whole lot of time. First of all, you've seen it so far. Second of all, it just brain-wise won't work. But taking these steps and saying, well, what could we do to make this better for you every day, for all of us every day, and get everybody in a problem-solving mode, that can work.
This is the kind of stuff we deal with, by the way, all day on Catholic Home. That's Catholic H-O-M, stands for Households on Mission. It's the app we created to coach families through these kinds of issues, to help families learn the skills they need to be a more loving, caring, and connected Catholic household. Learn more at Catholic H-O-M. Download the app wherever you get your apps and be part of the Catholic Home community. Get the coaching and resources you need to build that loving, caring, connected Catholic domestic church life. With that, we are wrapping things up. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you would like to learn more about how you can build a more loving, caring, connected Catholic family, of course, there's the Catholic Home app. But if you want more personalized attention, you can reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com to learn more about the Pastoral Solutions Institute's pastoral counseling practice, where we can help you connect with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to transform your marriage, family, and personal life in the light of God's grace. That's CatholicCounselors.com. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, remember that with God's grace, there is so much more to life. Have a blessed day.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.